patient Stacy Kirkpatrick, treated at Boston's Healthcare for the Homeless program, didn't always hold on to appointment cards or medications or sobriety. But Stacy held on to them with a light touch and an unwavering grip. This is her friend, Janet Smeltz.
She had a great understanding of the tenacity required for this field, and also she had a great understanding about readiness and people being ready to make changes.
Change didn't frighten Stacy. After college, she moved from her beloved Texas to Boston. After a career in marketing, she moved to nursing. After a history with alcohol, she moved to recovery. She understood how porous life is.
She was not afraid of mental illness, like so many people are. She was not afraid of addictions. She was very aware of the fact that it could have been her in that room on the other side of the table, as well as where she was sitting in the nurse practitioner's chair.
At Healthcare for the Homeless, Stacy filled every job description. Her wife, Karen Schack, remembers one of the unending storms in winter 2014 when the main clinic was in danger of understaffing.
She jumped in and kind of got some of her coworkers to agree to stay overnight in the building. And she made it fun. And she, you know, went out and bought mattresses, you know, blow-up mattresses, and set up so that they could watch movies, the staff could watch movies at night.
Somehow, she found joy in the arduous. And in the end, when she was dying of ovarian cancer, everything she had poured into her community for 17 years was poured gratefully back into her.
Her coworkers took care of her the last couple days of her life. When we knew that she was stopping treatment, and when she started declining, and from that point on, there wasn't a minute that her coworkers weren't there with us.
But she was Stacy, and so she wanted to pour too, even on the day before she died.
Tuesday morning when I was there, she came too and was very alert. And everyone sort of came around, and friends, old friends, sort of gathered, and she looked around and went, "Thank you. Thank you." And she just looked at each individual person and thanked us.
After Stacy died, some of her ashes were scattered in the hill country of Texas. It was a place, in spite of all her changes, that she'd never really left.